I'd like to welcome next the ubiquitous Steve Rapson, who records many people beautifully and backs up all kinds of folks and plays on his own and has a very supportive wife who's here tonight, Rosemary, who inspires him through all of this. Mr. Steve Rapson.
Spoken word, spoken word.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You know, I haven't been accused of ubiquity for a long time. And, okay. Well, have you ever heard the story of Albert Ramsbottom up at the zoo at Blackpool one year? Who with a stick with horses at handle gave a lion a poke in the ear? Well, the lion's name was Wallace, and the poke in the ear made him wild. And before you could say Bob's your uncle, he'd up and he'd swallowed the child. Now, he was sorry the moment he'd done it, for with children he'd always been chums. And having no teeth in his muzzle, he couldn't chew Albert on gums. He could feel the young lad moving inside him as he lay on his bed of dried ferns. It might have been the young lad's birthday he wished him such happy returns. But later on, old Wallace arose feeling bad, and he decided it was time to stage a comeback with the lad. So down with his head in a corner, he on his front paws, he began to walk. And he coughed, and he sneezed, and he gargled until young Albert shot out like a cork. Well, old Wallace felt better directly, and his figure once more became lean. And the only difference in Albert was that his hands and his face were quite clean. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom had come home from their tea feeling blue. Ma says, "I feel down in the mouth like," and Pa says, I bet Albert does too. And Ma says, just goes to show that the future can never be revealed. Had I known we were going to lose him, I'd not have his boots soled and healed. And Pa says, there, what can't be helped must be endured. Besides, every cloud has a silvery lining, and we did have young Albert insured. Well, there came a knock at the door as Father these kind words did speak. It was the young man from Prudential to pick up his tuppence per person per week. Well, when Pa saw who was knocking, he laughed, and he laughed so that the young man said, "Hey, what's there to laugh about?" And Pa says, "Well, you'll laugh along too when you know." Well, and the young man had heard all the details, a purse from his pocket he drew and paid them with interest and bonus the sum of £5, 4 and 2. Well, Pa scarce had his hands on the money when a face at the window they see. And Ma says, "Hey, it's Albert." And Pa says, "Aye, it would be." So Albert rushed in all excited, and he started his story to give, and Pa says, "I'll never trust lions again, or as long as I live." So the young man from Prudential to pick up his money began, and Pa says, "Hey, don't be in such a hurry, young man." And giving young Albert a shilling, he says, "Here, lad, here's your stick with horses and handle. Pop off back to the zoo and go and see what the tigers can do." Albert and the Lion. Thank you.
Oh, my. Steve Rapson never fails to entertain.